Well, hello people, Solo Man here, there, and everywhere. Now I got a new story here, and I want to be able to see if you guys can read between the lines like I have. This story unfortunately repeats itself time and time again, and I'll put a link to the news item down below. This news story is from Brazil. Now this man and femme have been married, I believe, for over 14 years. He is 41 and she is 31. There is a mention of a 12-year-old daughter, but I don't know whether he was the father, because you never know nowadays, do you? But the femme finished the relationship after 14 years. 14 years is a long time to be together, at least in my book. But the scenario always plays out with these femmes. The guy is a great guy, until the femme wants to finish it, and it was the femme who wanted to finish it here. And then she says he was always assaulting her, and he even threatened her with a knife once. So in 14 years he was always assaulting her and that. Can you believe that? I don't. Surprised they didn't put in controlling man. But in the breakup it's always the man's fault, as you know. And things can turn sour when it's starting to finish, can't it? But unfortunately the man didn't take it very well, and he got a sledgehammer, and he killed his wife. Then he jumped off a bridge, and he unfortunately didn't survive either. So now the 12-year-old daughter is an orphan. So it's tragic all around. But you know, during my life I've seen many, many things about femmes breaking up with men. And what it usually is always, the femme has found somebody new. I rarely saw a femme break up in a marriage or in a long-term relationship without her having another man to go to. In fact, I never saw it. Basically, the femme used a man for that many years, or however many years it was, and now she's got somebody new, he's not needed anymore. And a lot of men can't understand how the femme can be so cold, but they can be. I'm not saying that's what happened here, of course. I don't know, and we'll never know. But just think about it in the guy's perspective. For 14 years, he was the guy. He thought he was in a loving sort of relationship. Sure, there was probably arguments, there always is, but it couldn't have been that bad, because it lasted 14 years. And then he finds out he's out, and realizes he's wasted the 14 years of his life. And if there was another man in the picture, and I'm sorry to say there usually always is, she'd want him to disappear. She didn't need him anymore. She wanted him away. And femmes can be very cold and mean to get what they want. But it's a usual one-sided story, where the femme is the victim, where the man has betrayed an abusive, controlling husband that she tolerated for 14 years. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, you guys, take a look at the story, see what you get out of it, and see what you can read between the lines. And don't forget, she was 10 years younger than he was. The man was obviously in a very desperate situation, but he had nowhere to turn, did he? Because men don't have all these support groups, femmes do. And the result is tragic for all. Anyway, I believe there's a lot more to this story that we'll never know. But I certainly can speculate. Of course, the way the story's put out there, we're supposed to believe this femme was innocent and just a great person, and he was an evil, bad man. And unfortunately, that's where it's going to be left, isn't it? It was all the man's fault again, and the femme takes no responsibility at all. Take it easy, guys.